Unfortunately, Henry is no longer with us, but he is perfectly at peace in the afterlife, comfortably ensconced in his cozy coffin. That is, until he's paid an unexpected visit by the last person on Earth he'd like to see. Let's eavesdrop on this most unusual encounter as we sit back and listen to Togetherness by Jan Wallace.
Hello? Anybody there? Henry?
Someone there?
Of course someone's here. That's why I'm talking to you.
Flo? Oh no, Flo, is that you?
Yes, Henry. It's me. I'm here.
But what the hell are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? This is where I'm supposed to be.
I don't understand.
What's to understand? It's perfectly clear to me. I died, and so now I'm in here with you.
But you shouldn't be in this plot, Flo. We got divorced.
No, technically we didn't. You see, you died before the decree came through, so we're not divorced. And therefore, I'm your widow. That's why I'm here now, sharing this plot with you.
Oh, God, that's awful. Did you never remarry?
Sure I did. Twice. But I divorced the second one, and the third one is still alive. I'm sure he'll want to be buried next to his first wife.
Did you love them?
Nah, they were both jerks. But I loved the second one's money. I was hoping he'd die before me and leave it all to me.
Oh, that's a terrible attitude.
Who cares? I just needed to be married. It didn't matter whether I liked them or not.
Well, that's a really bad reason to get married. Did you love me?
Of course I did. You were the love of my life.
Well, at least that's nice to know. What did the kids have to say about you being buried with me in this plot?
I made the arrangement without them knowing, so they wouldn't have found out till after I died.
I'm just so confused. I was looking forward to being here on my own in peace and quiet. I hope you're not going to be a big disturbance.
How would I disturb you?
Well, you're disturbing me now with your constant chatter.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be quiet. You haven't even asked how I died.
How did you die?
Cancer. It was quick, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
You think it was good I had cancer?
No, it was good that it was quick. At least it didn't have to drag on. But please, Flo, can you try and be quiet now?
I'll try, but there's not a whole lot to do here.
We're dead. We're not supposed to be doing anything.
Do we just stay here? Or do we go to, you know?
Where?
You know, heaven.
Well, I don't really know about that. I mean, I've been here a while. No one's been to get me.
Is that what happens? Someone comes for you?
I honestly don't know.
Don't you talk to any of the other folks here?
That doesn't happen. Everyone stays in their own graves. There's no socializing.
There must be someone I can ask. I need to know whether I'll be moving on. I don't want to stay here forever.
Flo, when you're dead, you're dead. This is it. Just you and me in here. Flo, why did we get divorced?
I told you we're not divorced.
All right, I mean, why were we planning on getting divorced?
Because you cheated on me.
I absolutely did not.
But you did. I found all those emails, remember?
No, I don't remember.
I found those emails to some woman you were seeing.
You mean Lily Johnson? I wasn't seeing her, as you say. I never had an affair with her.
Well, who was she? And why were you emailing her?
She was a woman who found me on Facebook. We'd gone to camp together when we were kids.
Why didn't you tell me about her?
I'm sure I did. It was so amazing that she found
me. Did you meet her?
I did, yes.
And?
And what?
What happened?
Nothing happened. We just talked. A man can have a woman as a friend without there being any romantic entanglement. You know, Flo, all our married life you imagined that I had affairs. We went through this time and time again. So I don't think this is why we planned to get a divorce.
Well, what was it then?
Well, I don't know. An accumulation of things, I suspect. I just remember the endless fights and you always accusing me of being unfaithful.
Are you saying you were the one who initiated the divorce?
Well, probably in the beginning, but then I think we agreed we'd just grown apart. But who remembers? It was another lifetime for me.
I guess I was hard to live with. I wish I'd been a better person. You were very generous letting me have the house. And as you died before the divorce went through, I ended up getting everything.
Well, good for you. I don't remember being sick. How did I die?
Car accident.
Really? God, that's awful.
Yes, it was sad. You died instantly, which is probably why you don't remember it. We were all devastated. I didn't deserve you. My other husbands were nothing like you.
In what way?
Neither of them was kind or generous. And we never laughed together like we used to. Do you remember how we used to laugh?
And your laugh? You sometimes ended up so hysterical you pee, remember?
Oh, God, yes. Do you remember that time? I was laughing so hard I peed in the elevator in the hotel where we were staying. I think we were in Switzerland. We took the stairs after that.
But then things changed, particularly once the kids were out of the house and it was just you and me.
I wish things could have been different.
Well, that's life. But now we're here together, for better or worse, and I'm hoping it will be for the better.
It's odd no one's come to get you. You were a good person.
I think that only happens in the movies. For real, we just stay here, and the idea of you being here with me through eternity is making me nauseous.
That's not a nice thing to say.
I'm sorry, but, well, it was very peaceful here, and now you're here, and it's not peaceful anymore. Perhaps you could read something. Did you bring anything?
I think they may have buried me with a prayer book. I could read that. But if you say we just stay here, I don't really see the point.
The point of what?
Reading my prayer book. Organized religion. Believing in God. I guess we don't need organized religion here. I mean, it's just us. Has anyone spoken to him?
To who?
You know, God.
Oh, how should I know? I told you, I haven't spoken to anyone, so I don't know. Okay, Flo? Enough! Time to be quiet.
I'll try. Henry?
I thought you were going to be quiet.
I just need to ask you something. Do you believe in God?
No, I don't think so. I never did when I was alive.
That's probably why no one's been for you. I believe in God. I bet someone's going to come and get me soon. Henry, what do you think? I mean, I'll feel badly if they come for me and you're left here. But you should have been a believer. If I don't answer when you talk to me, you'll know that someone came for me, okay?
That'll be just fine.
You mean if I get taken to heaven and you stay here, you won't mind? Really? You'll be just fine with that? Tell me honestly you won't mind. Come on, tell me honestly. I won't bug you anymore if you just tell me. Henry? Henry, please answer me. Oh, Henry! Oh my God, did they come for you? Henry? Henry? Henry! You went to sleep on me? I can't believe you still snore, even when you're dead.
Mrs. Schmelzer? I'm looking for Mrs. Schmelzer.
Mrs. Schmelzer? Nobody's called me that in a while. Oh, I knew they'd come for me. Sorry, Henry. Hello? Hello, yes, I'm here.
Are you Mrs. Schmelzer?
Yes, at least I used to be.
What do you mean you used to be?
I used to be Mrs. Schmelzer, but I'm not now.
So you're not Mrs. Schmelzer?
Technically, no, I'm not. I'm Mrs. Epstein.
We don't do technically here. I'll have to check my list. I have no Mrs. Epstein on my list. Next up, Mr. Schmelzer. Mr. Schmelzer, is there a Mr. Schmelzer here?
Yes, that's me. I'm here.
All right. Very good. Sorry it's taken so long to get to you. We got backed up. But now you're to be on your way. Relax and enjoy the ride.
Henry, they're taking you and leaving me? What about me? No. Hey, he doesn't even believe. Please come back. Come back.
This recording of Togetherness by Jan Wallace was directed by Karen Romont and featured Craig Engel as Henry and Meg Newsom as Flo. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th annual 10-Minute Festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyright by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.